Avos Perkei, Mishnah Yudches, 5:18, and some Mishnayos, it's 5:21. Here we have Kol Mazakes Aram Ein Chet Ba'al Yado. Anyone who causes others to have merit, so then Ein Chet Ba'al Yado, sin won't come to his hand. So let's just understand what this Mishnah is saying, just Bapashas. The simple reading is like this. To be Mazaka the Rabbim means that you take other people and you help them to have more merit, have more zechut. How would that be? So really you have three basic ways anyone gets zechus, right? Either you can improve your own character, self-development, or you can do mitzvahs, or you can learn Torah. Torah, of course, is a mitzvah, but that's something special to itself. Those are how a person gets zechus for the hereafter. So anybody who helps make that happen, meaning either he gives effective musar, encourages people to become better, inspires them, or he somehow aids or facilitates or helps people to do mitzvahs, he encourages them to do mitzvahs, he gives them the wherewithal to do mitzvahs, or he inspires or teaches or facilitates someone to learn Torah, that's called the zechus that he's mezakeh the Rabbim. In such a case, ein chet ba'al yado, no sin will come onto his hand. The idea here is this is sort of like almost like a mitzvah gerus mitzvah. This is a special payment, a person, special reward. A person who does the great deed of helping other people to succeed spiritually, so Hashem protects him from sin. Now, we're not saying that a person in any way has limited bechira. His free will remains intact without any change. So Hashem won't stop him from sinning or prevent him from sinning. That's not what Hashem would do, because what makes us us and the very purpose of our existence and our defining features are ability to have bechira, to choose. And therefore, Hashem, under any normal circumstances, would not tamper with that. But what happens here is, as a special merit, the Hashgacha, Providence, arranges that the opportunity to sin is limited, that people are protected from bad things approaching them, which would test them and help them and cause them perhaps to fall into the trap of sin. That's the idea here, which is why it says, it's Ein Chet Ba'al Yado, sin won't come to him. Doesn't say a person won't sin, a person can't sin, but that essentially he'll be somehow protected from sinning. Similarly, v'chol ha'machtias aram, anyone who causes the other people, the masses, to sin, so then ein maspik b'yadu la'asos tshuva. So now, as like again, like a mitzvah, an avera gereres avera, is sort of like an additional punishment, in addition, because a person did the terrible crime of leading people astray, misleading them, prevent them from doing a mitzvah, and therefore machtias aram, he causes other people to sort of have sin on their record, if you will. So those people, the people who caused the sins, who promoted the sin, who prevented the good things from happening, they have a special punishment, which is that they won't be afforded the opportunity to do tshuva. Again, we're not saying here that they can't do tshuva or they won't do tshuva. A person could always do tshuva, and it's very uncommon or impossible or never that a person's free will is taken away from them, so they can't do tshuva. The Rambam Hilchos Tshuva has the famous piece there in the sixth parak about Hashem taking Paro's freedom of choice away. Okay, that's a very unusual case. The idea there is that a person has done such great sins that they should be punished for them. And just the same way, if Hashem calls a person to die, then their opportunity for doing tshuva is over. The Hashem arranged that Paro couldn't do tshuva because he needed him to be recalcitrant. But that's a highly extraordinary case. For you and me, it doesn't happen. If you want to do tshuva, it'll always be available to you. But the general rule is that habal tahir misa'in oso, one who wants to get on the good path and purify himself, so he gets assistance from heaven. Hashem, since Hashem wants a person to do tshuva, Hashem helps him. But here Hashem will not help him. So a person who has done not just a regular sin, which if a person wants to do tshuva for, it's always open to him to do tshuva, but if he does the grave sin of being machtias rabam, causing other people to sin, now Hashem will not help him to do tshuva. Okay? Now, the next line of the Mishnah says, Moshe zacha vezike es haram, zuchus haram tolibo. Moshe Rabbeinu had his own merits, and he caused others, the masses, to have merits. And because of that, the merit of the masses was tolibo, was ascribed to him, was credited to him. This is not proving the previous sentence. The previous sentence said, a basic consequence of providence, of special merit. If one is mezakeh the Rabbim, he's prevented from sin coming to his hand. That's one point. Now this is a new point, which is that if you cause people or you help people to do the right thing, so then the ma'ases gadol min ha'osa, the person who causes, the prompts, facilitates, encourages, helps others to do the right thing, he is getting even more, it's a greater act even than the guy who does the act. And the point over here is that in addition to a person being prevented from sin, protected from sin, if he is mezakeh the rabbim, he helps the masses. Here we're saying that when the other people do the right thing, he gets some of the credit for the doing the right thing. He gets credit. It's not a zero-sum game. Hashem is not limited how much zuchus merit he can give. So Hashem gives the full merit to the person who does the right thing. But in addition, he also ascribes merit to the one who caused, facilitated, prompted, inspired the good thing to happen. And that's what it says over here. And the pasuk says, Tzidkas Hashem asa. First of all, Moshe Rabbeinu did the right thing, Tzidkas Hashem. But in addition, Umishpatav im Yisrael, he gets credit as if for all Yisrael who's following Hashem's laws and statutes, because he was mezakeh them by teaching them the Torah. So when Moshe Rabbeinu gets his chus, he has the merit, credit for them, everyone doing the upholding Hashem's mishpatim, his laws as well. On the flip side, Yeravam chata, Yeravam, that was Shlomo HaMelech's son, who essentially fought with Rechavam, the king, and he basically broke away, causing the northern kingdom separate from the southern kingdom. He split the Jewish people in half, and to prevent people from coming back down to Yerushalayim to pray in the Beis HaMikdash and bring korbanos and the like, he essentially blocked off the path down, setting up two idols of calves in the northern part of Israel, in Beis El and Dan, and that he caused people to not go to Beis HaMikdash Yerushalayim, causing, of course, a great sin. He's the paradigm of the person he's a terrible person who caused other people to sin. And here we say, Yeravam tchata, he did sin, and the hechti as a rabbim, he caused others to sin. Cheta rabbim talibo, and therefore the shortcomings, the failures of the other people, their sins are ascribed to him. He gets the demerit as well. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, al chataos Yeravam. First of all, Yeravam had his own sins, but in addition, asher chata, that he sinned, va'asher hechti as Yisrael. This extra va'asher, a second set of demerits he gets for the sins of Israel. So that he did, and that he caused other people to sin, he gets demerits for that as well. The takeaway message from this mission, I think, is the incredible value of helping others to succeed spiritually, to mezakeh the rabbim. And in fact, this is emphasized in a number of places, most notably in the Chovos Levavos, who says, if you ever want to get ahead of the curve of essentially, you do great things in response to your appreciation for what Hashem did for you, but ultimately Hashem is always giving the world withhold. So it's hard to ever kind of get ahead of the curve. Whatever you do good, it's almost like paying off a debt of gratitude to Hashem for what he did to you ahead of time. How can you sort of multiply your zechuyos and actually get ahead of that curve? By the mezakeh the rabbim, by helping other people, since you get the credit for what they do as well. So essentially it's like a multiplier. If you can get 10 people to do the right thing, so you're getting that's all to your credit and multiplies your reward. So everyone should go out there and figure out a way they can be mezakeh the rabbim, help other people to grow spiritually, become better people, do more mitzvahs, learn more Torah, and of course, chas v'shalom, not to do the opposite.